around the town of Chicago, your reach to entertainment and dining in the greater Chicago area is brought to you in part by State Farm Insurance and De La Cruz, with two offices to serve you, 847-324-9595, 630-915-1534, Meal Village, where you get healthy and affordable meals delivered to your door, mealvillage.com, and by Liberty Computer Center, like having your own IT department. Call 847-824-7050 and rest easy. And happy Sunday.
Oh, it's a gorgeous
day. It's May, the merry month of May. That's from what show is that from, Frank? You know?
I have no clue. I know I've heard it.
Camelot. Camelot in far off. Well, here we are in far off WCPT over on Milwaukee Avenue. And our phone number here, 773-763-9278. Facebook, go to www.facebook.com/WCPT. And look at the cap that I'm wearing. If you call 773-763-9278, tell us the cap that I'm wearing, and you'll win a little prize. We want to give away things. Don't say it. Okay. Busy week. It's been a very, very busy week, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Oh, yeah. It's really exciting to have theater back where it is. This week was even more exciting because I had to go watch my granddaughter. I didn't have to. I went because I wanted to, but I went to see her twice because it's a double cast. Well, she's great. But the high schools do double casting with the lead roles.
Oh, I know.
Because there's always so much more talent than they can accommodate. And Glenbrook High School, the big musical is Glenbrook North and South together. So there's more kids to pick from. So I had gone Wednesday night. Instead of going to Chicago Shakespeare for their opening of Judgment Day, which I caught Saturday afternoon. We did the Saturday afternoon, and which we'll talk about. And then we also had another thing that was going on. Mamma Mia was Wednesday night. So I had to put all of those on the back burner because I had to go see Sarah Shaw and her friend Noel, and I had really had a good time. And we went Saturday night again to see the other cast. And I got to tell you, high schools putting on a show like, you know, certain shows you just don't expect to see in the prom is one that's really one with the language and what the story is, and it went off well. The kids did an unbelievable job. It was exciting. Both casts were really, really dynamite. And
I noticed high schools are making that leap. They're actually doing some of the stuff that colleges used to do because some of the strong language that they use even in high school productions and some of their, it's like, boy, they really have advanced.
Well,
Glenbrook.
One of the people from the Jeff Committee was there on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And he told us the story when we saw him Friday night at the Aurora for the opening of Beautiful. He said that his five rows that he was sitting around evidently were church groups because they were gone by intermission. He said they heard the language, they knew the topic. It's over now. But I want to tell you, if you ever get a chance to see the prom, anybody who's putting it on, if you haven't seen it, see it. Today's world, it's really, really important. Okay, we're going to be talking to a lot of people, talking about a bunch of shows, and I want to let people know that this week, there's all new people at the Metropolis Theater.
Oh, really?
So they're putting on a play called 9 to 5. So if someone can call, if somebody wants to go Thursday night and join Jane and I to see this show, so you get to meet us, and we'll do a meet and greet, we'll work it out, we'll have a drink together, and you'll get to watch the show. Call 773-763-9278 and tell me who wrote 9 to 5, okay? So that's 773-763-9278, and we'll be able to do something with you. So I went to see this week, we went to see At the Edge of Women Beware Women, which is a very tough play to see. It's a brand new theater company. It's called Blue in the Right Way. It is blue. It is very.
It's not Bluey, is it? It's
no. Bluey is a different thing. We did Bluey. Okay, so I just want people to know it's a brand new theater company. It's over at the Edge on Broadway. You can read my review at AroundTheTownChicago.com, which is where you'll find all the reviews of everything that we see. Porch Light Theater, coming up, I want people to know about it. There is a very special, since this is, you know, Stephen Sondheim is my hero and my idol. This next week, on the night before Mother's Day and on Mother's Day, at the Studebaker Theater, you have an opportunity to do a concert of Sondheim's masterpiece musical, Sunday in the Park with George. It is an amazing piece of work. Jane and I are going on Saturday night. I will not miss this. And there are still tickets available. So if you want to check that out, you can go to 312-753-3210, or you can go to porchlightmusictheater.org. If you've never seen or heard this score, you need, if you love Seurat's painting, if you've looked at it at the Art Institute all your life, and you want to see how it was, how they look at it, or how they just took this thing and put it together and made a play about George, you know, how he did the work, how he made this painting, how he posed the people, where he got the people from. It's really, really something special. So that's a big fundraiser that they're doing now. And we're going to be talking to, in a little bit, we are going to be talking to another fundraiser that's going on right now. And that is the, what they're doing now is coming up is an amazing little show for the Season of Concern, which does help a lot of people. And this is something that's been going on, Season of Concern, for a lot of years. But there's a show called the Second City Divas. They're doing a concert also at the Studebaker. It is so nice that they've reopened.
It's a beautiful
and they're
theater.
Using it for all kinds of good things. So it's not, you know, they did all the renovations. They made it beautiful. And they've even worked out stuff for parking. So
parking is great. You walk, I think, 30 feet from the parking garage up the stairs.
Yeah, it's really a cool setup. So, and the Studebaker is just a beautiful little theater. It's got the grandeur of the theater, but yet it's got the intimacy of being right on there.
I know you like the main floor, and actually at the Studebaker, I like going up to the balcony because they have a bar service at this one little section on
and
the
you
first
just
balcony.
Drink yourself way through the show? Is that
you know what? All shows become fun with a little alcohol.
Well, you have a little more fun if you're sitting where Frank is, because Frank's mine. Okay, so we're going to be doing, you know, we'll be talking to the Second City. Okay, we got a call. Somebody calling in? Dave?
Hello? Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I am very good. I called about your hat.
Yes.
What hat does
I'm on a walk with bright sunshine, so it's kind of hard to see, so my wife could read it. I couldn't.
Okay.
I guess that's my old age showing up.
Okay, well, what did your wife read?
Sweet Cafe.
You got it. The Sweet Cafe. Okay. It's a darling little place.
I also wanted to give you a little review that you wanted me to report back to you. It's been quite a while, but we did salt caves. You wanted me to tell me about it. We loved it. My wife even loved it more than me, but I liked it a lot, too. But we went and had a great time, and we actually went out to eat afterwards at Jimmy Ty's.
Jimmy Ty, and he's great.
And we loved it. We told him about we won that from you guys, and he said you guys were wonderful men.
Thank you.
But I'm glad you liked it. Now, what did you have done? The massage, or did you just sit in the salt cave?
We just sat in the salt cave, and that was perfect. We did the ones they had lounge chairs. Yeah. Well, they actually have a massager on the lounge chair, too. So it was the best of both worlds.
Oh, okay. That's just as good then. Very good.
Yeah.
No, I like it. Oh, I can tell you're outside. I hear the ambulances.
We're right on the trail we're walking.
Okay, so here's what we need to do. All right, stay on the line. We're going to get your information, and we're going to send you to this restaurant over on Higgins. It is just a really, really nice little place.
I went there yesterday. It's phenomenal. The food is absolutely phenomenal.
It's Higgins by Nagel, is that?
It's Nagel and Higgins. Right across from the car wash. You can't miss it.
Right. and oh, they have okay. they've got some great, great entrees there. They, you know, their breakfast stuff, their French toast is really good, really good. And they got a lot of different stuff.
Yesterday I ordered the cheese sandwich, the grilled cheese.
They have a great grilled cheese.
It was phenomenal. So the service is excellent.
So we'll send you there, okay, my friend?
Okay, what was the name of that place again?
Sweet Cafe.
Oh, okay.
That's why the cab. Okay.
Yeah, it's only 3 weeks old.
I get it now.
It's only 3 weeks old, but it's worth
it. Maybe they'll give me a cab, too.
I'll tell them when you get there.
Yeah, okay. We'll see what we can do for
Alrighty.
You. Don't hang up.
Well, thank you
don't
so
hang
much.
Up. Stay on the line. Okay. I think we're ready to go with Malkia.
Malkia?
Hello? Malkia?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Okay, so you're here to talk to us and let us know more about this program that you're doing called Second City Divas.
Yes, I am. I am so proud to be one of the directors this year, along with Corey Goodrich, bringing together for one night our emerging and established divas here in Chicago at the Studebaker.
Right, so this is a fundraiser, correct?
It is. This is a benefit for Season of Concern that has been done for the past couple years. We had to take a break, so we're excited to bring it back to Chicago.
And you have about, 175 women in this, doing this? It seems like a lot of you. There's a bunch of you.
There's so many. There are about 30 plus. Divas who are coming together to a lot of duets, some solos, and everyone's in for a treat. I can promise.
Yeah. Oh, listen, just the names. You got Heidi Ketterning. You got Laura Phillips. You got Emily Goldberg, Dara Cameron. I remember Roberta Ducek by Mary Ernster. It just goes on and on. It's a great Iris Lieberman, who's an old friend of ours. Mary Robin Roth. Peggy Roeder, Allison, so my God, and of course you, and then Bethany Thomas, and Keely Vasquez. It's just an amazing cast.
How do you work with so many divas? Because they, you know, they're
They're all divas.
I mean, aren't they all crazy? They all want their own.
I will say they are all generous in spirit and with their talent. And when you all have a common purpose, which is to raise money for Season of Concern, which helps Chicago theater artists, all the potential crazy and drama goes away. It goes away.
Okay, so this is taking place. It's a one night only, and it's on May 20th at 7 p.m. At the Studebaker, the same theater we were just talking about, the Studebaker, which has been totally redone and is gorgeous.
Yes. May 20th, 7 p.m. It won't be a super long night, we promise, but it'll be a power-packed night with the divas.
All right, so the tickets are $25 and up. So there's different prices depending, I guess, where you sit. And the way you can get the tickets, you can go to seasonofconcern.org or you can call 312-753-2100, extension 102. What I'm going to do, a little later on, I'll have this interview and we will get a copy of it and I will put it on with a little article that will go on under articles so that the our listeners can go direct and link right to the tickets.
So wonderful.
We'll make it as easy as pie because if you've seen any plays in any of our regional theaters, you have seen several of these ladies do perform. So you know you got some of the best. You're going to have Chicago's top people doing their thing, and their thing is if they get to pick their own songs, they're going to do the best. So you're going to hear stuff that you may have heard, but you're going to hear it done by the best of the best.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better.
Okay, well, that's what I try to do. I try to work with you on this one. All right, so we're looking forward to it, and we thank you, and we hope you raise a lot of money for the Season of Concern, because it's always good to know that when an emergency happens, there's somebody there to help.
We'll see you May 20th.
Great. Thank you so much.
And we'll bring you a coffee mug so you'll have a souvenir and one of these very valuable pens that Frank has.
Yes.
He hides them from everybody. But we'll get one for you, okay?
Deal. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day today and a wonderful Mother's Day next week. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
May's coming fast. It's going fast.
Everything moves along. Yeah, we got today is, by the way, happy Cinco de Mayo. And for those who are Greek, happy Cinco de Greco.
You're very good.
All right, Cinco de Greco. And we have to go to a Greek restaurant.
Have some Greek
if they're open.
I guarantee you they're so crowded right now.
Oh, yeah. Next week's going to be the big one. Everybody's busy Mother's Day. But I also wanted, the Genesee Theater is doing a show called The Family Stone. All right, and that's Friday, May 17th. And I've got some free tickets. So you want to call 773-763-9278. Tell me who is missing from that title. Okay, it's The Family Stone. Tell me who's missing, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see this show.
Takes a few seconds, but you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, it should be pretty easy. All right, secondly, I've just had some new things that we had delivered from Meal Village, and we had the low-carb meatloaf.
Low-carb meatloaf.
Yeah, which it's just with the sides. And we had a couple of really interesting breakfast mixes. They have these really cool breakfasts where you get a little bit of everything. It's a breakfast bowl, and comes with fruit, and it's really cool. Listen, if you guys haven't tried Meal Village, and if you're in a zone where they deliver, unlike Frank, if you go to mealvillage.com and then put your zip code in, if they deliver to your area and you want to try them, there's no cost to you. We will give you some free meals to try. You call 773-763-9278 and say, I'm hungry.
Okay? So what did they do for the low-carb meatloaf? Get rid of the mashed potatoes and put another vegetable?
It's a different potato.
Oh, it's a different
potato. A different kind of potato.
Probably a sweet potato or something.
I think it's a sweet potato. But we had a couple of fajitas that were really, really amazing with chicken. We had a shrimp dish, some really good stuff. Okay, so I talked about that. I want to talk about, we went to a place this week called Plenty of Huevos.
Yes, okay. We did.
And that's in Lincolnshire.
It had plenty of huevos.
Yeah, we had all kinds of good food. And one of the things that I had, I know people know that grilled cheese is one of my favorite things, but I love French toast. And for years and years, my favorite French toast was at a place called Georgie V's. They do a French toast with cornflakes. And it's really, really good when you have all that syrup on it and everything. And it all blends and the syrup is warm. It's delightful. But we went to this restaurant and I had their French toast. And their French toast was a little different than anything. It was called churro style. So if you've had a churro, you know how churros are. But it's fried and dipped in cinnamon sugar, topped with cream, and with a couple of different dipping sauces. It was amazing.
The sauces were phenomenal, especially the chocolate. The first thing Al went for was the chocolate. I went for the milk vanilla sauce, but then they do a fresh strawberry sauce. So it was real strawberries just ground up, not a fake strawberry. Everything was delicious.
And the blueberry pancakes, only was the top of it blueberries, but when we cut into it and opened it up, there were blueberries all over the place.
It was stuffed with a lot of blueberries in the center. I actually took a picture, and then at work, I was showing off these pictures, and people go, you've got to be kidding. One person ate that. I said, no, it was enough for all of us and leftovers.
And leftovers, yeah. It was just an amazing place. So this is a really cool place. This is in Lincolnshire.
No, Lincolnshire.
It's actually in a shopping center where there's a microbrewery, and it's been a bunch of different places that have been there before, but nothing like this. Almost every restaurant, when you say eggs are eggs and eggs, it's how you make them and what you do. And that little Hispanic flavor.
These are two sisters that have come together to open up their restaurant, and the flavors, they brought out so many different dishes. It was unbelievable.
Well, just take a look at AroundTheTownChicago.com. And if you want to go there, all you got to do is call 773-763-9278. Tell us the name of the server that we had, and you'll get two $15 certificates so you can go there with a friend, okay, with an amigo. You can take an amigo, okay?
Take an amigo. The place is phenomenal. They're going to, I mean,
well, they have outside seating on the warm weather.
I'm sure today they're packed.
Yeah, I would imagine. Next week, who knows? They're Mother's Day, and everybody's going to be
and
packed.
Their walls are just filled with beautiful Mexican artwork that's done by local artists. That's absolutely phenomenal because it's all that 3D type artwork.
Yeah, so if you go to Around the Town of Chicago and look at the story, you'll also be able to click to their website, the direct link to their website. You can take a look at their menu, and they're open every day, 7 days a week, and just till 2:30. So they're breakfast
and brunch.
And brunch. They do have some sandwiches for lunch, but it really is, I would call it brunch. They have a bar, she said, right?
They do have a bar. Just like Sweet Cafe. Right. Yesterday, the couple next to me ordered their Bloody Marys. I was so tempted, but I'm on call this week, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't. They'll smell that on your breath, and they'll send you away. Okay, we got Steve is online. Steve?
Yeah, hey, Alan.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. So, I believe the answer to your question is a gentleman by the name of Sylvester Stallone, better known as Sly.
You got it. All right.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Right. So we're going to give you a couple of tickets to go see the show. And so you stay in line, we'll get your address, we'll get all your information, we'll get it out to you, and you've got Friday, May 17th taken care of, okay?
Oh, awesome.
All right,
awesome.
Sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. Yeah. I wonder now, is Sly alive or did
he? Yes, he is alive. I did a check on that.
Okay.
I called every one of the mortuaries around. They said, no, there's no Sly listed, so he's alive.
The group completely. Okay.
Okay, so we got to talk about that. I told you about the problem. Oh, I also went this week. I got to tell you a funny story that you'll get a kick out of, because on the drive down to see Simon and Garfunkel, the story.
Tuesday, yeah.
Okay. When we were driving down, Jane said to me, you know, I really don't like their music. Why am I even going?
We didn't even go out for dinner first.
and we got a show. So we're sitting there, we're watching the show, listening to the show, and about 7 minutes into it, she starts to smile. About 15 minutes into it, she's kind of like singing along. Intermission comes, and she says, I love this show.
Did you say, I thought you didn't like the music?
I didn't bring it up, I was afraid. Oh. So, and she never fell asleep. She was wide awake for the entire show. Act two is over. She said, that's it. They're not going to sing anymore. They skipped some songs.
They had such great music because they were around for years.
You know, the story and how they do it, the show is only here today, is the last day. But I'm sure they'll come back. They were here, I think it was, because Paul Disney was there. And he said, I think it was about a year ago. And the last time that they were in town, Jane didn't go. I mean, she didn't even want to go. I ended up sitting with Paul because she said, I'm not going to that. So I got her to go this time. And now she wants to know, when are they coming back?
Because they're really, I mean, it's a great group. I mean,
well, these guys are great. They look so much alike.
It's
the guys that we interviewed, the gentleman we interviewed, he is just one of the guys who plays Art Garfunkel. There's like three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they rotate. And then when they go on the road, different towns, different people take the lead. And they switch back and forth, I guess. But they'll be back. I know they'll be back. And when they do, because I know that Robin asked where they were going next. They're going to Detroit, and she has friends in Detroit that love Simon and Garfunkel, so she's already helped them get tickets for that.
Now, these two guys were friends for so long, and then they just had a big rift that broke them up, which was sad.
But then they went back, and they did their big concert. So in the meantime, we were supposed to go to Mamma Mia on Wednesday night.
Right.
And, of course, we couldn't because our granddaughter was in the prom. So Julia was going to cover it. Then Julia got sick. So Frank said, oh, no problem, I'll go.
And, of course, Frank somehow messed up on part of that.
Well, here's the whole thing. So Frank goes, and he's going to write the review, at least in his mind. But then we thought about it. It was the 25th anniversary. And I don't want to wait till the 30th year to post it on Around the Town. So Paul said, I'm here. I'll be happy to write it for you. So Paul wrote the review. It's up and around the town of Chicago. Paul is Dickens. And we've also put on there at the bottom of the review is he did an interview with the guys. And we're doing with a few of the things that when Paul does one of his behind the curtain. We're going to put it on around the town of Chicago.
That's a very good idea.
It's like an added thing that we're going to do for you guys, so you get to share and hear more than just
what
we do.
But you know what? Mamma Mia covers so many generations, and it's only been around 25 years. It's hard to believe 25 years, but I like the way they made some changes with the show. They changed the sets a little bit, but the cast was strong. I mean, this show needs a good major cast.
Oh, of course.
And you got between the mother and the daughter and the three men, all their voice. And we interviewed the one guy with the British accent who was really, really good. Was that Victor Wallace?
Harry. He played Harry.
Yeah. Their voices were phenomenal. So it's an absolutely wonderful show.
Yeah, now
it's
that show's here
hours.
For a while.
So you got to go see it. There are tickets available.
That's BroadwayInChicago.com for that
Get
one.
Get down there. It's really worth it.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here, and then we'll come back. We got to talk about Bluey's big play.
Yes.
Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member. Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership. The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered.
'Twas the day before summer, and all through Santa's village, not a creature could rest. Too many amusement rides and water slides to test. The all-new Farmer's Fling Coaster, the Spearmint Twist, the Pirate's Revenge, the Bumper Car Blitz. All the fun a family can take, all the memories you'll make. Now dash away all to Santa's Village and Santa Springs Water Park we go. For ticket deals, season passes, and great group discounts, visit santasvillagedundee.com.
We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. Looking for a car? Trying to keep your costs down? Let me tell you about a dealer that will give you a fair price and a car that will deliver what you need. Reliability. Eric Nelson has been serving the Chicago area for over 15 years, growing from a little car lot to a huge dealership, selling high-quality used cars and doing solid repairs and bodywork. My family has been a customer for the past 7 years, where we've seen just how amazing this dealership is. There's a dealership where the consumer can speak to the owner. That's right. The owner's cell number is right on the website, www.heycars.com. I can tell you from our experience that shopping at Nelson is as easy as pie. Take a look at the site, drive over to 333 Rand Road in Mount Prospect. You'll be glad you did as you drive home with no more worries about your transportation. Call 847-439-2277 or call Eric direct, 989-878-1616. Again, the website, heyheycars.com. Having computer problems? Let's face it, we all hit snags in working our magic. So when this happens, call the experts at Liberty Computer Center. They have been serving the Chicagoland area for over 40 years, assisting small businesses, healthcare providers, schools, attorneys, and yes, even your host on this show. They made my problems disappear quickly and affordable. We know that we rely on our computers, so why not have an IT specialist at your ready? Call Liberty Computer Center, 847-824-7050. That's 847-824-7050. And relax, your problems will be solved.
This is Paul Lisnick, and you are listening to Around the Town Chicago.
I think Paul was still busy doing his morning show or something. He forgot to come in on cue. That'll do it. I'm sure he didn't mean to. Okay, I want to make sure people got that for the Plenty of Huevos. It's 300 Village Green, which is Route 45 and Milwaukee Avenue area in Lincolnshire. Their phone number is 224-804-6179. It's a great little place, and now with the warm weather, you can sit outside. They've got a nice thing. And Forest Reserve is real close, so it's kind of a great little area. And I don't think, I'm pretty sure they got it all debugged for the cicadas that are coming, because Jane is so nervous about the cicadas. They're going to be all over the place.
Don't worry about it.
That's true. Just make it through this time. You got 17 years. You'll be a lot older by then, so you won't have to worry too much.
How did she handle the ones 4 years ago?
That wasn't at cicadas.
Yeah, we had cicadas. They come
every 17 years.
But no, then there's also the 13-year cicadas.
Didn't bother us at all. They evidently forgot about her, or she didn't remember.
The only time you have to worry is when you see them in the grass bumping around and are coming up.
Right, or if they're coming in to get on your plate when you're eating dinner. So I want to talk about a play. It's very unusual for this to happen, but Broadway in Chicago brought a show in that we talked about last week called Bluey's Big Play, only for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's it this week.
At the Auditorium Theater, which is a humongous place, is where it was put on. And, of course, I had such a hectic schedule, but it's really not for somebody in my generation or my age group. So we sent Tommaso, who's Cassati, who is our, I think he's 8 years old or whatever, but Tom, he loves going to the theater. So his mother took him to the theater, and he is, if you go to the website Around the Town Chicago, you could actually see what he had to say. And he liked it a lot. He gave it, he said something like, if you could give it five thumbs up, he doubled it. He really wanted to let people know that it was fun for all ages. So it's not here anymore. The last show is now.
It's right now. If you get over there right now.
Yeah, if you happen to be driving right by
the auditorium.
You're on Congress. Throw your kid out of the car and let him go in and have a
good
time.
But you know what? I talked to a couple nurses that have 8 and 9 year olds. They go, yes, he's very popular among the
evidently,
young kids.
Evidently, on TV, this is like
the
big,
Disney Channel. Big. Yeah,
it's a Disney thing, and every when I mentioned it, when I first mentioned it, this Bert Melody said he loves it. He loves it. He'll go. He'll take that one.
We growing up had, God, nothing. We had Garfield Goose. That's it.
Well, yeah. In Chicago, we had Garfield Goose. We also had Howdy Doody. Mm-hmm. It's Howdy Doody time.
Ray Raider and all that. Yeah. And then later on, you had Sesame Street and then SpongeBob, and now you got Blue.
Well, you also had the other one was, there was another Blue. It had Blue in it.
Which one?
Blue's Clues.
It helps to have a young person in the studio.
I thought about it the other day. I thought this might be connected to it, but this is about dogs. And this show is puppets and people doing the dogs. And like I say, he really loved it. So keep an eye on it, because I think it may come back.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it does, then that's great. So, you know, this is, we're in May now.
We're in May.
And
May
this 5th. Month is when we're going to be doing our ice cream contest.
Yes, it's coming up
so
soon.
Everybody should be aware that we, Frank and I, are going to be going over to Windy City Suites.
Come on,
we
and join us.
We're going to taste some ice creams. We're going to choose an ice cream. And then Scott and Ellen from out Chicago are also going to go at the same time. They're going to pick their flavors. And then what we're going to do is we're going to put those flavors on the voting block every time someone goes into Windy City Suites and orders a scoop of that ice cream. A donation will be made to Special Gifts Theater Scholarship Fund so that we can help a young person get an education and get into a play and learn about theater to you know, their special needs people with special gifts. So we're making
and now this is going to run through Labor Day, right?
This is we'll run through whenever I think it's going to start next week when the flavors come in. We'll notify everybody, and then we will
start
through Labor Day.
So Labor Day to Memorial Day to Labor Day.
It might be a week before Memorial Day if he has if he has all the flavors.
Okay,
we want to make sure we don't omit a flavor. We want to make sure we have that we get to select from the choices. And there's just so you know, Frank, you can't pick what somebody else picks.
I know.
You have to be original. You have to pick your own.
And you know what? This place has some original flavors.
Oh, they
I have
do.
To
they
admit.
Do.
They really
All right,
do.
So I've got a few more things to talk about. I also want to give, if somebody has never seen the play Baby, the musical, I want to give somebody an opportunity to go to Lake Forest, to Citadel, and see a really, really delightful, delightful
production. It's a two-hour play that goes so quickly because it has great
music. It's just fun. It has great songs, and the people are just fun. It's a fun, fun show. So all you got to do is call 773-763-9278 and go, wah, wah. And you get to see Baby, okay?
And then you get to choose. Do you want to sit in my seat or Al's seat? Yes, Al has the better
seat. Well, we can't
seat.
Worry that about the theater. I don't know if they can. Those tickets may be sold already to other people. All right, so went this Friday night. We went out to Aurora.
Okay.
And the only problem with Friday night was parking was a little bit of a problem because there was a car show going on.
Oh,
and
God.
The lot where I normally park was being used for the car show, so there was no, you know.
This is the season for all that.
Yeah, they had all these beautiful cars around. But we saw, speaking of beautiful, that's what we saw. Now, everyone knows that we just had a production of Beautiful, the first regional theater to have it was Marriott Lincolnshire, where it was in the round. It's not in the round when
it's
you go to Aurora.
Stage, like
it's on a large stage with a proscenium at the regular stage. It was a miraculous production. It was so well done. Everything about it. You know, the lady who plays Carol King was delightful. I do think not quite up to what we saw at Marriott. I think she was just a little hair below her. Because that one was almost like she was really Carol King.
When we saw the real one, I mean, when we saw Broadway in Chicago, we saw the one from New York, or her sister.
Her sister.
How are their voices
the
compared
Mueller's.
To the, to the Mueller's?
All right, so the Mueller's did it. The original was on Broadway, and then her sister did it on the road show.
Right.
The girl who played it, the woman who played it in at Marriott, was comparable to both of them.
Oh, very good.
And this one was probably just a little more operatic. But she brought it down. So she started off at high pace and then came to normal. By act two, she was perfect. Okay, so and that does happen sometimes. It's your opening night. You know, the critics are there. So if somebody wants to go out to Aurora and see this marvelous production, call 773-763-9278. Tell me the name of the actress who brings this character to life.
Okay.
And you'll get a couple tickets to go out there. And they'll work with you on different dates, so we make sure this is not a specific day. You can work it out with the theater as to what day you want to go. But it is
a beautiful
highly
theater.
Recommended show.
Get there early, because you know what? There's so much to see in Aurora, especially restaurants. They got some great new ones. There's supposed to be some new ones opening across the street from
there. I don't know if anything across the street, but you know, there's plenty of things. And if you go to the website for the Paramount Theater, I think they list some restaurants that you can go to.
And because, it's a beautiful walkthrough, especially, what is the river that goes through the downtown? What is that water called? Is that
it's called Wet.
That's not the Des Plaines River. Is
no,
that the
Calumet?
Not the Calumet.
No,
it's is that the Fox River.
What is the? It might be the Fox River. It might be the Fox River
because it's the way they did it in downtown Aurora. It's beautiful because they have the nice little waterfall type escalating water.
Yeah, they have a name for that area. An island. It's got an island name to it. I think it's the Stope Island. So it might be called it might be the Stope River. Who knows? You might look at the computer and check
someday
that out.
Someday we're going to have to get the head of Aurora to talk to us.
We'll get the mayor to come on. Okay, then. Went to see, had to make up from Wednesday night because I went to see Sarah. Yeah. So we went on Saturday afternoon to Chicago Shakespeare Theater for a play called Judgment Day. Judgment Day stars somebody who a lot of people know as George Costanza, Jason Alexander.
He plays the role.
He is.
Is he play God?
No, he doesn't play God. He plays the guy who has to deal with God.
Oh.
Because it's about a lawyer, and that's who he plays. And the lawyer is a bad guy who takes advantage of people and is very selfish and non-caring. In fact, he walked out on his wife for being fat.
You know what? I read these stories all the time, and I have to admit, I don't know how they happen, but they
now,
do.
Now, here's the big thing.
Uh-huh.
Turns out she wasn't fat. She was pregnant. But he only finds out 10 years later when he's got a 10-year-old that's his son. Okay, but he dies. He has a heart attack. And while he's on the operating table, his nun from school, Sister Margaret, shows up and says, you know, you're not going to heaven. If you think that's where you're going, you're wrong. You're going a little further south, unless we can change your ways. So they allow him to come off there. He's off the operating table when they've given up. All of a sudden, his pulse starts going. But he has a fixed life. He has to make things, make it atone for everything he did wrong.
Does he?
And then he goes and he meets with a church and he meets with a Catholic priest and he does all these different things. And he tries very, very hard to do all the right things. And then he finds out that he didn't get the brownie points that the priest did. He missed out on his own brownie points. But it's a fun, fun show.
It's a musical?
No.
Oh, not
it's a
musical.
It's a comedy. Okay. And it is, in a lot of ways, a two-hour sitcom.
Okay.
There's a lot of people who will look at this and say, he's George Costanza playing a lawyer with a different wig on and a little mustache. But there are other people who looked at it and said, and it was funny. I was laughing. Jane, of course, couldn't figure out why I was laughing because she didn't find as much stuff funny. Jane did fall asleep twice. But there were some talky scenes. But he was funny. And I think the show is supposed to be going to Broadway. I think this is a pre-Broadway.
Oh, okay.
And it's just in the Shakespeare Theater, not in the courtyard. It's in the other one that they added. That used to be the outside theater.
Right.
It's really a comfortable show. It's really a comfortable theater. A little too chilly yesterday. They had the air conditioning on a little full blast. But if you want to see a really, really good show that's on its way to Broadway, and the last time they did something like that, they did Six, which went on to Broadway and is now coming back as a touring show.
Yeah, Six did
very well. So.
And George Costanza, we've seen him in other things. Remember, he was in Pretty Woman. He played...
He was a bad guy in that.
Yeah. I think he plays the bad guy very well now.
Yeah,
so.
But he did a lot of Broadway shows, too. And he has done some singing and dancing and everything. So let's talk to Debbie. Debbie from Old Town. How are you, Debbie?
How are you doing?
Hey, my good friend, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. I have been waiting months for this to come up. Joe King was played by Tiffany Topol.
That is correct.
Very good.
You are going to Aurora.
Yay, off to Aurora.
All right. go to the New Yorker if you want a really good hamburger and stuff. That's right down. It's over on the next street over. Excellent bar, restaurant.
Oh, okay.
They make a smoked Manhattan, which is...
Manhattan.
Absolutely wonderful.
Okay. It doesn't leave any ashes or anything?
I didn't know that you can smoke bourbon, but you can.
I evidently you can if they did it. If they got away with it, it worked, right?
And their lava cakes are wonderful, so go there.
Okay, so stay on the line, and we'll get your information, and we'll work it out for you to get that taken care of, okay?
I'm excited. I'm taking my husband for his birthday.
All right. How old is he?
29.
You saw.
I know. I can't look at a person and tell you their age. I'm not an age guesser, but I would say he's younger than me.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everybody's younger than me by a little bit.
Every birthday is important.
All right. Stay on the line and have a happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Have a good Mother's
Day. Thank you. Take care.
Speaking of Mother's Day, I want to let people know that all the restaurants that are on my website have Mother's Day things. I'm sure that, you know, I know that if you're looking for a place, you got to do it now, because I think if you wait another to the end of the week, you're going to have a rough time.
Here's the thing. If you don't have people in your restaurant on Mother's Day, something's wrong. Right. So let's put it that way.
Mother's Day is probably the number one.
I think it is the number one for restaurants.
Yeah, I would think so. And remember the Chase Bistro that we did a TV show from? She is now open for lunch.
Oh.
On a regular, certain days of the week, because normally she was on the food truck. But they are also doing, this is a wonderful little restaurant where everything is gluten-free.
Right.
It's I think, the only
gluten-free. I just passed it Tuesday because I saw the truck out front, and I was actually thinking of going in there, but I was running late like usual, so I had to keep going.
Right now they're only open on Wednesday and Friday from 11 till 2, they are open for lunch. But they are going to be open for brunch on Mother's Day, which are normally closed, I think. No, they're open on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So you can go there. This, the location of Chase, let's see if I've got it here.
It's on Elston and Addison.
Right. It's in a shopping center. But their address is 3235 West Addison. So that would be Kedzie, right? Just west of Kedzie and Elston there, right where the White Castle is.
Right where the White Castle's gone.
No.
Yes, they tore it down.
No, they can't do that. That was my favorite White Castle.
It's gone. They built a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no, you don't trade in a White Castle slider for a Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday? Oh, my God, that's a terrible, White Castle, you let me down.
So now you got to say it's next to the O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto. Okay, we got to do that. All right, so their phone number is 773-754-8523. It's an upscale restaurant. It's really, really nice. Good food. Very edible. I mean, really good stuff.
You know what? Don't even think gluten-free, because everything on that menu was to die for. It was perfectly cooked, perfectly presented. They've got some great alcohol drinks to go with it.
Yeah, they do designer drinks. They're kind of fun.
They pair everything beautifully. Go there, because they only have, like, I think 10 or 12 tables max.
Yeah, that's about what it is. Okay, let everybody know that May 28th, they're going to be doing Chicago Acapella is going to do their cabaret night, and it's at the legendary Fitzgerald's nightclub on May 28th. This is it's a fun-filled tradition. Cabaret night returns to the music hotspot Fitzgerald's in Berwyn on Tuesday, May 28th at 8 p.m. The acclaimed singers present an unforgettable night of solos from the works of Broadway, jazz, pop, cabaret, and more, accompanied by Paul Langford, and the proceeds from the benefit support Chicago Acapella's artistic and educational program. Let me see if I have their website here. Yes, it's Chicago Acapella, which is ACAPPELLA.org, or you can call 773-281-7820. I will put this up on Around the Town Chicago, because I'm sure you didn't write that down.
I can't spell acapella if you tried. So.
Acapella.
should be on the spelling bee contest for these kids.
Okay. And let's see. Next week is Mother's Day.
Yes,
okay,
so
I
want to
let people know what's going on. Frank and I are going to not be here, okay? So we have been taping interviews, putting things together just for you.
Just to let you know, this is the first time in 5 years that we are doing something
And I'll
like
tell
this.
You the main reason for it, because normally I wasn't going to do it, but we have a niece that lives almost in Lake Forest who's having everybody for Mother's Day brunch at 11 o'clock. If I went there, I would have to leave there at 11:09 in order to get here.
Yes.
So I would go in, say, I'll take it to go, and say goodbye to everybody. So that was kind of silly. And Frank is probably going to be on call. If not, he's got to prepare food for 87 Metses who are going to be coming over to take whatever he's got. And so we did something unusual, and we kind of timed it out so everything should work out fine. We won't be giving anything away except you could be the food. You can get Meal Village because next week, if you call 773-763-9278 between the hours of 1 and 2 and you say, I'm hungry, whoever answers the phone will take your name and information and we will send you a gift certificate to go and you and try the food. Now you have to go. They'll bring it to you.
Isn't that amazing? Even when we're not here, we're giving away something.
I'm
going
to find a way to do something. I just feel guilty not giving away something. Okay. So we're going to be talking next week to the people from the Schomburg Boomers who will be opening on Monday. No, week from Monday.
The next day, they're going
to
be opening.
We are going to be talking to the people of Santa's Village who are opening on Mother's Day. But we're going to be running a coloring contest, and we will have a picture up starting next week. We will have a picture that will be up and the rules on how you can enter this to win tickets for your kids or grandkids, and let the grandkids participate. We're also going to be talking to a lady whose name is Cindy Fee, and she's the unseen Golden Girl. She's the one who sang
the song,
the theme.
And you know what the name of that theme is? Anybody know that one? Just tell us what the name of that song is.
Tell us the name of that, and we've still got 5 minutes. I'll give you a gift. I'll send you somewhere for dinner or something. We'll take care of you. So Cindy's going to be doing that.
That was an excellent interview.
And then we're going to, and she's doing a show that's going to be in Chicago at the venue called the Venus over on where the Mercury Theater is. On Southport. It's got the Southport and Venus and Mercury. It all aligns with the moon. And then we talk with the Wayfarer Theater, which is a very interesting movie theater concept. And you'll learn more about what's going on in Highland Park with this particular theater company that has been totally remodeled and has on the North Shore, maybe even bigger than the North Shore, the best popcorn I've ever tasted. My friend Barry Siegel loves that popcorn, and I do too. So we go to that theater, even when they were before the new owners. It didn't matter what the movie was; just went there and got popcorn. Sometimes I would just go in, go and buy popcorn,
just
buy
the popcorn
in the car.
That's just like, was it Wednesday when we were at Mamma Mia? I forgot to eat.
You forgot to eat.
Well, and you know what? And it didn't help that traffic took over an hour and a half to get from Glencoe to downtown Chicago.
Why were you in Glencoe?
I had to pick up Carrie.
She's in Glenview.
You mean Glenview.
You get your Glens mixed up?
So we went down there. We both forgot to eat, so we ended up having popcorn. And they have, Wells Street popcorn there?
Oh, okay. And Wells Street is pretty good.
And we had some good popcorn. We had the caramel corn, which sticks to your teeth. But it was, it works.
We're still looking for somebody to call if they want to go Thursday night to see the show at 9 to 5. In Arlington Heights.
Anybody,
all I need is a phone call, 773-763-9278, and tell me whose show it is. It was a movie, too.
It was a song, it was everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
And the person's still alive.
That's right, that is. Okay, so let's see if there's anything else. Oh, Barefoot in the Park.
Yes.
Okay, we had some tickets. If someone wants to go see Barefoot in the Park, you got to just call 773-763-9278 and tell me who wrote it. Who wrote Barefoot in the Park? And we've got a pair of tickets. It's good for this next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I think Sunday. It ends on Mother's Day.
It's not bad.
It's right on the north side. So it's a north side of Chicago thing, and we'll throw in a little dinner somewhere, okay?
Sounds good. So call in. You got 2.5 minutes. This is not difficult. He just had a birthday a couple years ago before he passed on.
Really? Everybody had a birthday sometime a couple years ago. He had a birthday a couple years ago. Everybody has a birthday every year, Frank. It's an annual event.
Okay.
They have flags.
He had a birthday that they actually had a big party for in New York.
Here's
Chicago.
The thing. If your birthday happened to be on February 29th, then you only have it every 4 years. But the rest of us have one every year, Frank. Maybe you don't in your family. Maybe the Metses don't do that.
Okay. He had a birthday that was celebrated at the auditorium medium theater. Not too many people get that.
That's right.
So,
are you sure of that?
Yeah, because we went to it.
What?
Didn't we go to it?
I don't know. Did you go to it?
I think I went to it.
Okay, so I don't know if the phone, that's not for us or is that for us?
That's for you guys.
Hello?
It's for us. Hey there, who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
George.
George.
George,
George
Cadenza?
Me?
Yes, sir. No, I'm not that funny, but the White Castle is still open, so you can all rest easy and sit down and relax.
Oh, it's the Chinese restaurant that's gone. That used to be on the corner.
That's right.
Yeah, the Chinese that's restaurant's
right.
gone.
Yeah, okay. White Castle doesn't. They either close. If they close, it's because of where they are. That location could you can't even go to Wrigley Field without going there.
I know. And every drunk on the weekend goes there, too. So.
What area do you live in?
It's funny because it's true.
What area do you live in?
Avondale.
Oh, okay. So you know the area pretty good.
You're
all
good.
Right, so we're running out of time.
That's right.
I'm gonna leave your information. We're going to send you somewhere. We'll send you to Coy in Evanston for some sushi, okay?
Well, thank you. Thanks for that.
No problem.
Don't hang up.
All right, don't hang up.
I can't believe it. It's already time to say goodbye.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Everybody have a wonderful Jane, have a good Mother's Day.
Yeah, we will be here the following week live, but we'll be here next week with lots of good.
See ya.